because he raised the most money, and yeah, it's for the town and the county 4-H. So
okay, cool.
That cake. If I spend $15,000 on a cake, even for charity,
it better be good.
Yeah. It better be real good, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they were going to donate that money no matter what.
Yeah, they were.
The cake was just, you know, icing on top.
Good for this kid and good for the people that are giving money, because this is so much a community thing too, the local 4-H there. So Herbie Martin IV, this is for you. $15,000. Congratulations. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you. And don't ever think about you then. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a dance. Heart, heartbreak, so hard to breathe. So I just did the same. Ooh, lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies. Lies, lies, look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard, hard breaks, so hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615, baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Check.
Bobby Bones.
Am I a jerk? I'm not an aggressive driver, but here's the situation. So I'm in line, ready to get off on the exit because there's a lot of cars in line. And I'm in line. And one of those cars gets in that's trying to cut in late last minute. So they pass the whole line. And I've now worked myself up to the front 20% of the line. And I see the car coming from way back. And it just does not merge, does not merge. It's just waiting for its opportunity to get up close. And it tries to merge in front of me. And so it starts to go in and I speed up and make it swerve back out. And so it doesn't know if I saw it or not. So it starts to like try to go up again. I speed up. It slows down. Think it's getting behind me. I slow down. I slow the whole car. I turned into that person because nothing irritates me more than a line cutter. Am I a jerk for, I also could have had a wreck or gotten shot. But when someone tries to merge in like that, that's so disrespectful. Am I a jerk?
I don't think you're a jerk. However, I always like to think, what if this person has something going on? They need to get somewhere.
They
so
didn't.
I'm going to go ahead and
trust
let them
me.
In. You don't know that.
They should have left earlier.
You don't. Oh my gosh.
Stop.
Guys,
stop.
There are times you're going to need a little grace and you might need to cut in.
Nah,
and
this
you're,
wasn't it. This person did not need
okay,
grace.
Okay, well, I'm not calling you a jerk. I just think
I can
you
look
should.
At him and say, see, no grace needed.
Okay.
You know what you are? You're a great driver.
Thank you.
This is what I needed. This is what I've been doing all along, guys. And you guys are like, oh, Eddie's a road rager. No. You're doing the better, what's good for traffic. People cutting, you know what that does? That messes traffic up. That slows traffic down. That line is there because of all the cutters that are doing that. You are actually helping traffic, Bobby. And I think that's amazing.
Oh, it's weird you said my name there. But
good job.
I felt like there was such a sense of entitlement that you can just cut the line that we've all been in. And just go in the middle. So I needed justice to be served. And you know what? They missed the exit.
Good. So you never let them in?
No. And not only, because I slowed down so much, I slowed the whole line up, which is kind of bad for traffic.
They missed the exit.
And then once it slowed down and there was a big gap in front of me, they tried to get in front. I nailed the gas to get up and keep them out.
That's so dirty.
No, that's good stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, come on. Is it that big of a deal to let that one person in?
Was it fair for Bobby to wait in that long line, Amy?
Sure. No, I mean, look, it's just throwing someone a little bone. It's not going to impact you that much to let one
car
in.
It would have impacted me none except
for... Okay, the next time you're going to need in because you're
Bobby will never need in.
If I get that close up and realize that I have to merge, I just take the L and go, not going to do it. I'll just take a different exit and wrap around.
Wraparound will cost you
big time.
That's
I know.
Okay, Bobby.
Especially here in Nashville, you can end up looping the whole city.
That's on me.
That's true.
That's on me. So I was in a little mood for sure. Almost got into an accident, but I kept and I hope that person learned a lesson. But am
Why
I?
Why did you feel like it's your job to teach them a lesson?
They happen to be cutting in front of me, and I hate a line cutter.
Somebody has to teach them the lesson.
You got to look for the big trucks because they're slow to move.
No, that's even
what you
worse.
Do. Exactly yes. what you do. You look for the big truck because there's always going to be a gap. There is no need to sit in that long line because there's always going to be someone kind of slow on the gas pedal. You slide right in.
Do you know why there's a gap in front of the big truck?
Yeah, because it takes them longer to accelerate.
Mm-hmm. No, to slow down, too. So they need a gap. So when the person in front of them slows down, they don't slam into them.
I mean, I had a CDL, so I mean.
You know about this.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all just act like y'all are in charge of the road.
I love it, dude. You're a vigilante of the highway. I love it.
Are you
a
little sure bit you want to be like Eddie?
No, I don't. But a little bit whenever they miss their exit.
It's awesome.
I had great pride.
What?
I had great pride in my heart. I felt
that's
like
so weird.
I needed an American flag to hold out the window. Like, that's what it felt like. I needed to take and hold an American flag out and be like, USA, USA, we don't do that around here. Trying to take advantage of people.
Maybe you are a jerk.
Whoa.
Maybe I am. Get your Bobby Bones on. Let's play Jason Aldean. Here is Girl Like You. Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold. And I don't want to let you go. I've never met a girl like you. Love how you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. Talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in.
so dumb, buddy, so cold. And I don't wanna let you go. Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, from a truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, and you kiss me like that, like a shot of Stray Jack. Baby, you're my nightcap, take it right back. After them after hours, be your bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can choose from more than 50 graduate online degrees and certificates, including an MBA, now with 10 specializations. No application fee through September 1st. Visit umgc.edu. Sharing a bed with someone sounds cozy until their tossing and turning keeps you waking up all night. And suddenly, nobody's sleeping great. If you have a restless partner keeping you up, Mattress Firm sleep experts will match you to a bed that minimizes your partner's tossing and turning for uninterrupted sleep. Rest easy with Mattress Firm's 120-night sleep trial. Love it or your money back. Visit Mattress Firm during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
When I hear your name, oh, it don't throw me off. You're shy of town, that's a line I'll find across. When I see your friends, I look them in the eye. When I find a memory, no, I don't lose my mind. Your song comes on, I don't go crazy. I just go crazy when I get to drinking, I get to thinking, I get to wishing, I get to missing that me on you, babe. And it ain't too late. Then I start believing I'm what you need and you want me back. And I like the feeling I've been that true, babe. That's what I do, babe, when I get to drinking. It ain't all the time, just right now and then. I pour me a full glass, will that take me back again? And I got half a mind, pull off half the shell. I just can't help myself. When I get to drinking, I get to thinking, I get to wishing, I get to missing that me on you, babe. And it ain't too late, then I start believing I'm what you need and you want me back. And I like the feeling I've been that true. Thinking I get to wishing, I get to missing at me on you, babe. And it ain't too late. Then I start believing I'm what you need and you want me back. And I like the feeling I've been that true, babe. That's what I do, babe, when I get to drinking. The whiskey whispers that your heart's still mine. So I'ma get to drinking.
The Big 98.
Nashville.
Another bar, another fight, another whiskey sipping deja vu. Friday night, neon lights, breaking up on Second Avenue. You say you're feeling crazy, trying to change me. I don't blame you, trying to blame me. Cause I'm hard to love and hard to let go. If it makes you feel better, boy, you ain't alone. I ain't saying that you're right about me.
knocking at the door. Ain't gonna lie, yeah, I heard it all before. And I know I'm a little hard-headed, but baby, to your credit, you might be onto something.
Day off on the right stuff.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
The Bobby Bones Show. Everybody roll.
Yeah.
Just a few catch-ups. Hayden Panettiere died yesterday. She was 36 years old. I did see recently now they're saying it could be because of an overdose. Until about an hour ago, I didn't see that. But TMZ now says 911 call for possible overdose. She was known for, to me, mostly for Nashville.
Yeah.
I used to watch every episode of that show. I did 4 episodes of that show. All as different people.
Really?
Yeah. I really...
Oh, you played yourself in one. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet her?
I don't think so.
Were you ever in the crowd?
I think I was there with her, but I never met her. Any scenes I did, I don't know if it's about me, but we're with Coach Taylor's wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Connie Britton.
Yeah.
Got it.
Raina James.
Yeah, Raina James. TMZ says that Hayden traveled from LA to somewhere in the South on Saturday. Police had responded to an incident involving Hayden, and they're still investigating that. So she was found by a friend in a South Carolina home, and emergency medical service workers responded to a call and a cardiac arrest, an unresponsive female.
Dang.
So really sorry to hear that, especially for her family. I know she has a young kid.
Terribly sad, yeah.
United aborts a takeoff at O'Hare, which is in Chicago, due to blown tires.
Mm.
A United Airlines flight racing down the runway aborted takeoff in Chicago. So they're going.
Is it because it's so hot?
I had a tree that fell crack boom because it was so hot.
Is that what's happening?
Big tree. Really? It's the opposite of when the ice storm hit us and trees were falling. I was playing pickleball with my friend who's moving. And all of a sudden, crack, boom, bam. And it was so large, and he goes, that's heat.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have two huge, they're not entire trees like your situation, but huge branches on big trees. So they're...
Well, that's what mine was. It wasn't a whole tree that timbered.
Oh, I thought it was a whole tree.
Nah,
mine is, and I don't know, I don't know what to do. I got to call someone to come chop it up.
We have somebody coming out today, so if you want that person, I can give you their number.
Okay. Well, yeah, just send them on over when they're done there.
Point. A twofer.
Amy lives that way.
Yeah.
So a pilot on a nearby plane radioed they saw large chunks of tires scattering across the runway. Man, they're lucky that plane wasn't already going up because then that plane's got to land
yes.
with blown tires.
Which doesn't really work.
No.
It does, but you don't want to be in that situation.
So what do they do, like slide? That's when they skid or whatever?
I think.
I think you can still try with the... Spare. It's not a spare, but with the pop tire. I don't know. I've seen it happen both ways. I don't think you skid unless you have to.
Oh, well, I'm picturing them still being down, but it might be a little more like.
Well, Eddie's thinking belly flop onto that.
You just don't even lower the wheels. I don't.
Why? You don't have tires on them.
Well, I'd rather have the wheel.
Yeah. Well, we'd rather. We don't know.
That's true.
True. I don't know.
Rescue crews reported 2 blown tires on the right main landing gear. No injuries were reported. That's ABC News, but how about that? You're already moving, and they pop. Another one, the FDA declares class 1 recall on over 1 million eggs.
What? Mm-hmm.
Is that in your salsa?
No, eggs. We're egg-free in the salsa.
The FDA declared its class 1 recall, citing the possibility that consuming the 1.6 million eggs affected could cause serious health consequences or death. What the crap?
Guys, what's happening here?
All regulation. I think they just cut all regulation programs for food, period. And so everybody just gets to run free.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, when you lessen the oversight, stuff's going to slip through the cracks.
So far, no deaths have been reported. The recalled products were sold under several brands because that's how it happens. It's like a massive company, and then they sell, and then the brands take them and patch their name on it. So the brands are Kroger, Brookshire's, Country Morning, Simple Truth, and Sunups. So illnesses usually occur 12 to 72 hours after eating the eggs. Sell by or best dates between... I mean, right now, they're still good.
Okay. They say
no eggs, no lettuce, no eggs.
Yeah, you said sick or death.
No, yeah. I know, but...
death. What more do you need to know about the illness?
It's probably feel like death or death.
Okay.
Death. Let me take a picture of this. My wife has been so sick. She got food poisoning so bad last week. So she was like out for like 2 days. And then she has a really bad, and we've talked about this before when she's on, so I don't feel like I'm speaking out of turn. She has such a severe autoimmune disease that anything that happens to her amplifies by 5 to 7 times, regardless of what happens to her. And she was so sick over the weekend, really couldn't get out of bed for a lot of the weekend. And I'm sure that it was mostly because of the food poisoning into the autoimmune. But I took a picture of that story to send her to see if it's eggs.
Just in case.
Oh.
She does like eggs. Interesting. Also, the big controversy for me over the weekend was I had Josh Pate on my weekend Netflix Bobbycast. Are you familiar with Josh Pate?
I mean, I saw him on your page, so he's a sports guy.
Yeah, so he does a college football show.
Yes, and he can hit a softball.
Yeah. So we didn't talk a lot of college football. We actually talked almost maybe no college football, but he chases tornadoes. He's a storm chaser.
Oh.
And I just asked him, what are the best college towns? And so these were the 5 or 6 he listed, and holy moly, did it get contentious on my social media. Hit that.
Athens, Georgia. If I were to have to take someone from another country who wants to see a college town on a game day, I would take them to Athens, Georgia. I love State College, Pennsylvania. Knoxville's a bigger town, but I still think it is a really, really good college town if you're in the right spots. Mm. Tuscaloosa can be like that. Have you been to Eugene? Have you been to Oregon?
Yes.
So I think it's good for me, but I'm from the South. If I take some of my Southern buddies up there, it's really hit or miss. Like they either kind of can get with that or they can't get with that. So that's kind of a conditional college town. The one that I haven't been to enough, I've only been to a game there once, is Oxford.
So we go through that, but man, people are just fighting them. And the thing is, he's not saying this is the number one according to he's just saying these are my favorites, right?
Yeah, and everyone has different.
Yes. And then I hit him with my favorites, Fayetteville. Yeah. Also, he's from Georgia, so I called him out on his bias.
Oh, for picking Athens.
Yeah, he picked them at one. But also, it is a really great place. So, yeah, he didn't mention College Station, though. That's yours.
I'm kind of shocked.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good, if you want to experience something. I mean, some people get a little freaked out by some of the traditions and the men. And their little outfits and the overalls and the kissing after every touchdown.
All the men?
No. No.
Oh, so if I go, I don't have to kiss another man.
Well,
I don't know what the tradition is.
No, if you take a date, you kiss your date. Or the person next to you if that happens.
Yeah. There's a lot of great college towns and college environments. He just listed those.
Right.
And people were all up in there. If I see him, I'm going to punch him.
They said that?
Yeah, also, if you see him and you try to punch him, he's huge.
He'll beat you up.
So, I really fought for Fayetteville, and he said, you know what? I agree, except you guys are never good. So, it's hard for him to get there because he travels to the big games.
Yeah.
And I had to say, I agree with that. I'm sorry. I'm really rooting for our coach. But this is the weirdest season I've ever had being an Arkansas fan because I have no excitement or hope. And every season my whole life, I've had excitement and hope, even... I don't think it's our coach's fault.
So this is the year you just lost it?
This is the year where I haven't been reading practice reports.
So what flipped? You became, what's different in your life? You became a dad?
No, we just lost so much. And I think we might have a decent coach.
You finally hit the...
Yeah. We have a terrible athletic director, but I think we have a decent coach. And so we'll see. But my cousin hit me up yesterday and said, you going to get the first game? I was like, I don't know. I don't think so.
But you said, I don't know.
I did say, I don't know. Because it's in like 3 weeks. So, all right, there you go. That's the catch up from the weekend. If you guys want to hit us up, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. 877-77-BOBBY. Back in a second. You're listening to the Bobby Ball Show. Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a great deal. You can get great deals on the most popular models, including adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's the bold Elantra, loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off. that success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Buffett sticker on a beat-up suitcase. Aviators hiding me from the sun. Old habits getting me down the highway. It takes two when it used to take one. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. Tennessee whiskey try to hold on too tight. Every soda try to settle me down. I found a gig on the water that I like, but I couldn't stop watching planes leaving town. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. Maybe one day I'll find her. They always say when you know, you know. If I know me, she'll be my next right turn. But I'll take a left just to see where it goes. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. This heart ain't easy to love.
Ain't easy.
This heart ain't easy to love.
No, no, no.
It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk.
This heart ain't easy to love.
It ain't easy.
This heart ain't easy to love.
No, it ain't.
It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk.
97.9.
The Big 98.
She had her arm out the window, wind in her hair like the 80s. Singing with the radio playing, "You're My Butterfly, Sugar Baby." And then she looked to me like T-R-O-U-B-L-E was on her mind and in her head. So I said, "I'll make it worth your while." This gravel goes for miles. She hit me with that smile. She said, "Gonna keep the night running. Pull me close and light this Friday night on fire. Girl, I like your style. Keep driving me crazy.
Timberline with a creek bend curves. That roadside prairie clover ain't half as wild as her. He lighting in the twilight sky. Went ahead to put her hand in mine. Started
Nashville's number one for new country.
Bobby Bones.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
I was watching your Instagram and I saw you had your icon party for your friend.
Yes.
So it was her birthday, so you all dressed like icons. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what you were doing. Your costume was A+. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Shania Twain leopard print.
Pretty good.
How'd you get the whole costume, bottom part?
Our friend Jackie has been Shania Twain before, and she heard our segment, like when you were suggesting all the different icons, and you suggested the Shania leopard, and she texted me right after she heard it, and she said, you can have all my stuff. She's like, you may just have to order this one thing. Here's the link on Amazon. So I ordered what I needed. She shipped me the rest and voila, I had the entire look. So
how much does a Shania Twain outfit cost? The one you bought on Amazon? Because I bought a ninja costume, $9. And I bought a Michael Jackson costume, $13.
Yeah, so all I had to get were my pants and they were $12.99.
Yeah.
So thankfully Jackie had everything else and her wig was legit. Like she had a nice wig. It wasn't, so I'm sure she spent money on that, but she said, I mean, she puts it to good use. I mean, she could be Shania Twain for the rest of her life or hook all her friends up. Like, it was just, it was great. And my friend told me that her friends that were throwing it, they don't mess around. Like, the assignment is to dress up. So I was nervous because dressing up isn't really my thing. That actually overwhelms me and I would, you know, it stresses me out. So thankfully, Jackie came through and I was able to show up understanding the assignment and didn't let anybody down because the hosts of the party, they went all out.
You look like a perfect Shania Twain. There was even skin showing.
What? Like, well, yeah. That's belly. Part of the outfit. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, I'm just saying. We didn't know there were going to be dudes there. So how'd that go?
Oh, guys.
There were dudes there, Amy.
Everybody there was married.
Oh.
So there were dudes there, but they all were married.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Like everybody, except for the DJ.
Oh.
He was single.
Uh-oh.
And then
he was also 19, but
no. And then two bartenders. Like, I don't know if they were single or not, but it was a good time.
I mean, I did look at the video and be like, wow, Amy lives a different life.
Like, no. Yeah.
She does now that she's single.
I know.
Okay, but think about it. I was with all of those people are married.
But you couldn't tell.
In fact, the two people that hosted it that went all out, that like the wife was Lady Gaga and the other guy was Brad Pitt in Fight Club. They're both doctors at, I think, Vanderbilt.
He was the one doing the worm?
Yes. Oh. I was like, okay.
If I see my doctor doing the worm,
yeah.
I don't know. I think I have to take a second and think about that for a minute.
I mean, they're all parents. In fact, that's how she knows these friends. Like, all their kids go to school together. I was just like, wow. These people know how to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun. About 10:30 p.m., Shake Shack showed up.
Dang.
Wow.
I was like, they thought of everything.
Sounds fun. I'm glad you went all out. It looked great.
Yeah, I was happy to be invited and included. I'm glad I went because I think part of me or deep down inside of me, I think I would have normally been like, hey, to celebrate birthday, like we'll just celebrate a different night. I'll come over, bottle of wine, some cheese and crackers, and we'll cozy up and watch something and we'll celebrate, you know, and then avoid that because I really didn't know that many people. I knew her, which she texted me later. Thanks for coming because I know you didn't really know anybody. But I just made the best of it and it was a lot of fun. So thank you for the suggestion.
Odds in 3 months, Amy's dating a DJ?
Or a bartender.
25%.
Yeah. No, but it was so much fun, which that's the takeaway here.
Is
show up for your people and say yes to things that make you uncomfortable because it ended up being such a fun night.
That's cool. Jeremy in Louisville's on line 5. Let me put him on for a second. Speaking of college atmospheres, Jeremy, you're on.
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning. What's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I wanted to call in and let you all know. So I cover college football on a smaller level for United Foreverwear here. And I wanted to give you like my top upper level program stadium I've been to, like a middle one, and then like an underdog one.
All right,
my favorite one that I've been to, the major one, is definitely the stadium in Notre Dame. We played, we as in the team I covered, the University of Louisville, went up there to play for the very first time. All the attractions, the church stuff, the architecture, the stadium looks like it's just a bowl with wooden bleachers in it, but the atmosphere, the people, So what? From the second we pulled into the gas station, welcome to Notre Dame. So that kind of added like a little level of, you know, niceness to it. And then we won the game. So that always makes you feel better.
Yeah.
My middle of the road one that people probably wouldn't think of because it doesn't look like much is Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati. It's in the bottom. If you're looking from it over, it looks like it's in the middle of a crater.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the campus, unique. Too, which is wild, like right in the middle of the campus.
Yeah, you could walk from, I think when I went up there to cover the Louisville-Cincinnati game that time, there was a basketball game later on in the day. So I literally walked like 150 feet to the basketball arena. It was even really nice. So love Cincinnati. My underrated one, I have to be a homer on this one. L&N Stadium, such a great atmosphere here in Louisville. The tailgates is what really sells it. We have, and I know it may be like this across the country, but Louisville's notorious for having TV games where the seats are not filled till about halfway through the second quarter because half of our stadium's attendance is laying out in the parking lot doing snow angels in the middle of the summer, or fall, with no snow in sight. So it's a great time. If you ever want to get to any of those places, I highly recommend it. But, yeah, Notre Dame's definitely the one that's not ours that – It was like an experience. It was like an out of body experience. It was really cool.
Well, that's really cool, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling. And if you didn't mention your own school, I would have held that against you.
All right, man. I appreciate you all. Thanks for entertaining us.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, let's do Kenny Chesney. This is new. Carry On. Oh, that's his latest. All right, Bobby Bone Show.
'69, still smoking, serving hurricanes since the schooners wore folk. And when she poured me one, asked the secret. She said, don't ever let grass grow up underneath you. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. Well, turns out she kissed Elvis. A story she told would make Penny Lane jealous. And she said, hun, my shift's ending. Beside a peace sign at the bottom of my ticket. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on. What the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you, and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. Carry on, carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried on.
Something good. A very scary situation at home, but now one 12-year-old girl is a hero. What she did is incredible. Eddie has the story next in our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
If you need to hire for your business in 2026 and you want an easier way to find qualified candidates, use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology immediately finds talented people for your job, and you can invite them to apply. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it, out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue.
Wake up, Nashville.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Parker McCollum was in studio and talked about his songwriting process.
You know, I just play guitar until I sing a melody that I think is, you know, is melody's numero uno for me. And once I have a melody, then I just literally just start spitting things out and try to freestyle over the melody.
Do you record when you're doing that so you don't miss something?
I do.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
She was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking that a little tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night like me. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle. Born to kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? That you gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Bobby Bones is all.
I just love to laugh.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Little Kendra is 12 years old. She was in bed in her apartment with her other sisters when she notices black smoke in the middle of the night. Like, what is that? Turns out they had charged a hoverboard, and that hoverboard started smoking, and it was catching on fire. So she woke up her sisters, got them all out of the bedroom, closed the bedroom door, alerted the family. Everybody got out safely. But when the firefighters got there, yeah, the whole place had gotten caught on fire. And they said, luckily, she shut the door because that bought everyone time to get out.
It's a slightly irrational fear that anything being plugged into my house is going to catch on fire at any time.
Do you unplug everything before you leave?
It would be so weird if— Whoa. I unplugged everything.
Well, I mean, I guess not everything.
When I go to work, I unplug the fridge.
Okay, well, not your fridge.
Well, that's something.
I was thinking, though, like, for me, I try to unplug my curling iron.
Well, right. That's so the curling iron doesn't itself.
I could just turn it off. But
yeah, but
I
you might forget. So that's a double. That's
well,
a
they designed them now to automatically turn off after a certain point. I think they learned their lesson with women. But still, I don't trust it. Like sometimes I'll be in my car halfway down my street and I'll be like, oh, and I will turn around and go back because it's just not worth it.
Like my karaoke machine, it's charging 24/7.
Oh, it's always
you
know what I mean?
So you don't care.
Yeah.
That it's plugged in because you don't feel like you catch fire.
No, but after hearing a story like this.
I know.
I do that with my garage door, what you do.
Oh, to go back and check?
And I know that I closed it. Even if I don't remember, I know. But I can't unless I can visualize it. Because I have to visualize it every morning and go, okay, I saw it close and then drive off. If I can't remember visualizing it, I turn around and go back.
But also you have a gate. Okay. So what?
Double.
It doesn't doors. Matter. Okay. Your curling iron, like you just said.
I know, but like you could just give, you'd be like, if you left your gate open,
what if,
I
okay,
get
what
it.
If a coyote went in my garage
oh,
and ate
bad.
My whole family?
Okay,
and then I'd be like,
bad.
A dingo ate my baby.
Okay, I didn't think about that part.
Yeah.
Exactly. I get it.
Exactly. I would think if I'm just speculating about this
hoverboard,
is that there's probably a pretty cheap plug.
Yeah.
The charge is probably a pretty cheap one. Yeah, sometimes for your phones, you can buy a gas station one and you know it ain't as good.
And I still use it, but then whenever you go to unplug it, it's piping hot.
It's hot, yeah. Yeah, I know, all about, that. Okay, but she saved everybody.
She saved the family and the apartment complex.
Heck, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Breeze there.